Time now for your letters. And first, comments about the news story that dominated our program yesterday, the killing of Osama bin Laden.
I spoke with two people personally affected by that story, those who lost family members in attacks orchestrated by bin Laden. One of those people is John Vigiano. He lost two sons when Al-Qaeda struck the World Trade Center. One was a New York City firefighter, the other an NYPD detective. Margaret Reese of Chico, California, writes this: "He touched my heart when he said he talked to his boys every night and then told them about the death of Osama bin Laden. As the mother of two boys, I can't even begin to imagine his loss. But his words were so meaningful and poignant that although I feel conflicted about the killing of another human being, no matter how evil that person was, I was touched by his quiet manner and how he was able to bring meaning to the evening's news in a very human way." Ms. Reese concludes, "He wasn't celebrating and chanting USA, but instead reminding us what it meant to lose his two sons and thousands of others at the hands of bin Laden."
Another listener wrote in about our bin Laden coverage, highlighting a very different detail. "We profiled the city where bin Laden was found, called Abbottabad, so named for its alleged founder, Sir General James Abbott. Derek Abbott of Greensboro, North Carolina, wrote to tell us this: 'I am the great-great-grandson of Sir General James Abbott, and I wanted to thank you for your nice piece on the city and its people.'"
Derek Abbott continues, "Your piece did paint a nice picture of the city to listeners and to me, who has somewhat more of an emotional stake in the city than most Westerners."
And a poem about that city caught our attention as well, written by Sir General James Abbott himself.
In the newspaper, The Guardian writer Stephen Moss called it one of the worst poems ever written.
Nonetheless, it's memorialized on a marble slab in Abbottabad.
And it concludes this way: "Oh, Abbottabad, we are leaving you now. To your natural beauty do I bow.
Perhaps your wind sound will never reach my ear. My gift for you is a few sad tears.
I bid you farewell with a heavy heart. Never from my mind will your memories thwart."
That's Abbottabad, a poem by Sir General James Abbott. Nice.